Hi, welcome to Angel Answers with Amy Toy and our special guest star today, Stella. Stella, how you doing today, doll?
I'm doing fine, Amy. Thanks. I'm really excited. This is, you know, this your second show, so we should be getting to perfection pretty quickly here.
We have the angels backing. We should be okay.
That's right.
Well, Stella, today's topic is a topic that I announced last week on the show, how to deal with holiday stress. Well, we've got some good experiences that recently happened, especially to myself included, and how to deal with relatives, spending money, how to deal with holiday stress without taking up serious drinking, you know, during this time. I'm sure people would love to overindulge in this time of year because the holidays do bring up a lot of things, you know, family relationships that have been in conflict, money problems, you know, spending, how to give somebody the gift that, you know, you don't really, you know, want to give them. Maybe you just don't want to give gifts at all. We're going to talk about the holiday stress and how the angels view the holidays and what's the real spirit of the holidays. So let's get started with our topic. Stella, how was your holiday, by the way? We had the Thanksgiving holiday in the U.S. here. How was yours?
Oh, I didn't do anything Thanksgiving Day, but yesterday we had a family gathering at my granddaughter's, and it went fine, except, you know, not really wanting my doggy there, but then he accepted all that. So everything went fine. We had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't make a big deal out of the holidays much anymore, Amy. I mean, as far as money-wise and all that, because I'm retired, and I feel, actually, probably in the last 15 years, I just feel that everybody has just gotten materialistic. And they forget about, you know, that it's Jesus' birthday and think about the angels and think about what, you know, you don't just think about what you're thankful for on Thanksgiving. You think about it through Christmas and all through the year, too.
Exactly. And I just want to mention to our listeners that if they'd like to call in at the second half of the show, the numbers, the call-in numbers are 1-888-627-6008. And outside, that's within Canada and the continental U.S. And outside of Canada and the United States, it's area code 530-413-4522. I just wanted to get that out of the way before I forget. And, you know, I had a really interesting Thanksgiving. Here I'm announcing the topic last Monday about holiday stress. Well, I was supposed to have about 12 to 15 people at my home on Thanksgiving. Well, somebody decided to change the plans on me, and last Wednesday I got a call from a relative saying that 10 of them would not be showing up at my house, that she was going to have it. So I'm like, oh, okay, great. How do I handle this? I didn't respond to her. I just said whatever, because it was through a third party that came. Actually, she didn't call me. She called me through a third party. So I've decided to kind of, like, back off from the holidays. I backed up. I canceled the dinner because I was just like, okay, I'm having like two-thirds of my, you know, holiday parties not showing up. So we started a new tradition, my fiancé and I. We decided to go out to dinner and just spend the holidays by ourselves. And it was a more delightful day than having to deal with the stress of the relatives. I mean, what do you think, Stella? Do you think that was a pretty good plan? I mean, what do you got to do with roll with the punches? You got to roll with the punches with some of these relatives.
Absolutely, and I wouldn't even, you know, and I really have to commend you, Amy, because, you know, you didn't get all upset. You didn't cuss them out, you know.
You could. And that's, I mean, I think with the holidays and relatives, it's a very sticky situation because sometimes you feel like you got to deal with these people. And half of my relatives I wouldn't care for. You know, I don't really care for these people. But they're not even my relatives. They're third parties' relatives. You know, and you're dealing with things like that. And it is very stressful, and it can compound the stress of the situation. So I did some research, and like I said, I think the holidays kind of are over-glamorized, in my opinion. I think, like you said, we can celebrate the holiday any day of the week, you know, like giving gifts, celebrating with family, sharing family meals. I think this time of year is the most, people just put too much on themselves. You know, they really, I think, place too many expectations on the holidays. And I really feel we need to simplify things a little bit. Get back into the holiday spirit. And my angel, Ariana, even said the same thing. She basically said in the message that holidays are holy days. What does a holy day mean to us? It means, you know, maybe spending the day alone, maybe spending the day with a few loved ones, maybe not having a big dinner party. I learned a very important lesson from last Wednesday and Thursday that maybe it's time to simplify a little bit more. We make too much out of the holidays and just spend it with those we really care for. And if they don't want to spend it with us, well, to heck with them.
Exactly.
You know? Exactly. Yes. And, you know, like you said to your relative, hey, I have a new puppy. He's so cute, by the way. I can't wait to see him. Mm-hmm. He sounds like he's adorable. I really feel that we've got to kind of make up our own, maybe new traditions. Life is too short to waste it on being, I mean, I love my family, and I wouldn't mind spending more time with some of them, not all of them. But as a friend of mine told me a long time ago, we may not like who our family is. And sometimes we don't have to put up with their shenanigans.
Well, and you have to remember, too, that we don't get to choose our relatives. We choose our friends.
Mm-hmm.
And our relatives have to earn our respect and love just the same as our friends do.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, you know, it's like you think, oh, well, it's my mother, it's my sister, it's my brother, it's my father, it's whatever. I have to do this, and I have to condone this, and I have to. You don't have to do anything. The only thing we have to do is die and pay taxes.
Yes, we do. And we also, but there's also a universal love that we, there's a love there. We don't have to like these people and like what they do to us. But we have to, we love them as human beings. We love the essence because they are a part of divine creation. But doesn't mean I need to spend the holidays with them either.
Or spend time with them, right. If they,
right.
You know, if they don't earn your respect just like you have to earn theirs and they don't treat you the way that, you know, God wants everybody to be treated, then you just can choose not to have anything to do with them, like with
mm-hmm.
me, you know. I
mm-hmm.
just, when I don't want to be around somebody, I don't care who it is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done. You won't even smell mm-hmm. my perfume, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't wish them bad. I don't wish them, well, I don't wish them anything. I just say, you know, it's not my choice to be in all this drama or all this contention or all this whatever it is. And I just, because life is too short to, and especially the older you get, the more you realize just how short life is. And I want to laugh every day, and I want to be happy every day. I don't want to be thinking, you know, oh, God, I got to be careful what I say to her or him or whatever, you know, they call you and they just want to bend your ear all day, you know, because either they don't have anything to do or they have a million things going on, and you think, I just don't need this negativity, you know?
So. Yeah, and you don't. Life, you're right, is too short. And my angel is saying that, Ariana's saying that, people are people. They are who they are. But we accept them or we love, you know, we don't have to accept their negative actions towards us. It's respect for thyself, you know, to love. What was that commandment? Love your neighbors as yourself. Well, would you treat yourself that way?
Right.
And that's what we have to ask ourselves. Would I treat myself that way? Would I allow this person into my life? Would I allow this into my life? And with the relatives and the holidays and the spending, and then afterwards you're just so darn tired that you want to jump into the lake or, you know, go into a coma for the rest of the year or whatever, you have to respect yourself, because if you don't respect yourself, you will allow certain behaviors to come in.
And you have to take care of yourself.
Right, and that's very important, self-care. How do you take care of yourself during this time of year? I notice that some people, I go to the gym quite often, you won't see people for 6 weeks, you know, the week before Thanksgiving until, you know, the holiday rush of after the New Year's resolution, I got to get back to the gym. It's very important to take care of yourself. Eat regularly, exercise like you have been, try to get it in, and take care of yourself. I love Epsom salts baths. I think it takes the negativity off everything. It helps me, especially if I had a rough day on the lines, you know, working as a psychic, it could sometimes can be draining. And you need to take care of yourself. So Epsom salts baths or sea salts baths is kind of a similar situation. We'll soak off that negativity. That's another great way. I have like 3 boxes of Epsom salts in my cupboard now. I'm like, I'm going to be using those puppies until the 25th. I know of December. I know it. And keeping your expectations in check. Now, I see from last week, and I learned a lot from last week, just that little incident. I had a high expectation. Now, these people have done this before, but they didn't call. They just never, they called this time. They just didn't show up, you know. Having realistic expectations, well, maybe my part in it was I was expecting to have this wonderful holiday gathering with all our families and all these individuals involved. Keeping our expectations in check is very important. So maybe this, you know, for December 25th or 24th and 25th, just go and rolling with the punches, too. I think that is very important, rolling with it. Okay, that happened. Oh, well, I'm just going to do something else. I always have a plan B, C, and D backup, and I've always done that. So plan B was to go out to dinner by ourselves, my fiancé and I. So, or maybe not spending, well, who says you have to have, I like, Scala, how you had your holiday yesterday. You don't have to spend it on Thursday.
Right, because it's too much running. Well, the kids have 40 million places that they have to go to because it's yours, mine, and our kids, you know?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so I always, you know, like take the back seat. Why? Mm-hmm. Because when I spend time with the kids and the family, you know, I don't want them to be rushing off, you know, well, Grandma, it's this or that, or Mom, it's this or that, and I got to be so-and-so, you know. So we just do it, like, on the weekend after, usually, or, you know, just because then nobody's going anywhere, and you can really listen to what somebody says, hopefully, and enjoy the day and go from there, you know?
And I like it, too. I have a friend of mine that has, she has, like, the holiday, she's celebrating it next week. You know, they couldn't get together, some people in their household, so they're having it next week. So it really shows you that the holidays can be any time of the day, any time of the, you know, day or the, you know, of any time of the year, any day of the year, I mean, so.
Exactly. But
it does, yeah.
But just because, you know, somebody spends a lot of money or whatever doesn't mean you have to. And like I said, I feel that it's made too big a deal of material, you know, like buying for every Tom, Dick, and Harry in the family, you know, it just loses all its meaning, you know?
And I agree with that. One, for many years, I did gift cards. It was the easiest thing, and I was talking to another friend of mine this morning. She said that's what she was going to do, gift cards. I think that's a wonderful way to shop. Personally, or get your shopping done early. That's what my fiance and I did with for he's got 2 children from a previous marriage. We did that. We went and put everything on layaway. This way, he's not going into credit card debt, and neither am I. Being smart, being practical, putting a limit on the spending.
Right.
That's very important. You really want to kind of make it simplistic. I think you want to simplify the whole thing. The simpler, the better off you are. And, you know, my boyfriend, he's going to do Christmas cutouts. You know, it's like, hey, if that makes you happy, whatever, do it. Personally, I do, my one relative does a cookie exchange. They exchange different cookies. She's got a whole bunch of them, everybody, because, you know, there's overabundance of cookies, and you may not like, she makes 2, her in-laws make 2, this one makes 2 kinds, and they do a cookie exchange. I thought that was pretty cool. This way, she's not making 10 billion kinds of cookies here, and, you know, everybody's enjoying everybody else's. So there's some things you can do to simplify the holidays. And like I said, and watch it with the alcohol. Don't overindulge here, because sometimes alcohol is, you know, can make, if you're over drinking at a party or something, you may say something you may regret to a relative or a coworker. And I've seen that too many times. So, overindulgence. So it's really moderation, simplification, And the angels have to say that it has to be, it's the season, the spirit of the holiday season is really lost on the materialism, on making, expecting too much out of too many people. And Evie Ariana said this morning that the angels think that we should really go, you're right, it's Jesus' birthday or the Christ energy, whatever you believe in. It's really about going within and finding what does spirituality mean in your life? What does Christmas mean to you? You may not even celebrate Christmas, and that's cool too. But whatever you feel, it's a holiday season, and like I said, it's holy days. And what does that mean to you? Everybody has a different definition of it, whether that be just quiet time, a lot of prayer, meditation, getting together with family and friends. It's all about what does the holiday season mean to you. So I feel like it's going to be an interesting next.
Emphasis, Amy, I feel, is just don't put any guilt on yourself. Whatever you decide to do, that's mm-hmm. your choice. You were led to do it, or mm-hmm. The thought wouldn't have entered your head. So mm-hmm. it's right for you, and you just need to do it. And people, mm-hmm. you know, relatives, friends, whoever, just need to understand this is who I am, this is part of my personality, and this is the way I choose to have it. And, you know, if everybody mm-hmm. else wants to do, you know, spend $1 million or whatever, they can. But I think it's, you know, I just think that when you're out there shopping and this and that and the other, you're just losing the whole sight of everything.
You are losing the sight of it. And Christmas, what I love about the holidays, let's focus on the positive aspects of the holidays. I love to go and just go into, I'm a recovering Catholic, but sometimes I like to go to church services during this time. It's Advent. I love going to that. It's ceremonial. It's ritual to me. It makes me, I think about the different themes of the Advent, right? There's like 3 purple candles and 1 pink candle. It's like 4 weeks until the Christmas holiday. And I love it. It's representative to me of ritual, getting prepared for the season, really going within and finding out what it means to me.
Exactly.
And that's what I feel, you know, even the angels told me this morning, that's what we need to focus on. What does it mean to you? It doesn't matter what the outside world is. Everybody's in the hustle and bustle. Today, I believe, is Cyber Monday, you know, buying online. And last Friday was Black Friday.
Right.
You know, what does it mean to you? Christmas, you know, the holidays in general, what does it mean to you? I personally enjoy the lights. I will go, my fiance and I will drive around the lights. I love seeing how people light up their different houses, mm-hmm. and it's really cool to me. I love the different decorations. And some people go overboard. I mean, there's one house up the street here. I mean, there's so many things on their lawn, I don't even know how they see out the window.
You have park the car to look at them all, huh?
And
but I love to go to midnight mass, and I'm I mm-hmm. love to go to midnight Christmas Eve mass. I just, mm-hmm. I mean, I come away from that just feeling like so glorified. If you can, you know,
mm-hmm.
and just like, I mean, when I walk out of that church service, I feel like, you know, I could conquer the world right then, you know.
Mhm. Mhm.
But it's so beautiful, and used to
it is.
Now they do it all in English, but used to they did part of it in Latin, but it didn't make any difference to me. I still always went.
Mhm. Yeah, I went for many years. I sang in the choir on midnight mass, and I enjoyed all the Christmas carols, and you know, then I studied what Gloria meant, and you know, the different sounds, and it was a wonderful, uplifting experience. I loved singing and doing that part of the mass. And one year, my father he jokes around that if he goes in the church, it's going to fall in on him or something because he doesn't go to church. But he's a spiritual man, and he came one Christmas Eve, and he was there, and I was so happy my dad showed up. That he came and saw, that brightened my heart, and my mom was crying. My mother always, we call her Waterworks, because, you know, she's sitting in the front pew there, and you could see her, my daughter's singing, well, Waterworks, you know. So it's quite, you know, to really see the spirit there and really glorify what you believe in too. Everybody's different, like I said. This is what brings my heart joy. We have a wonderful big church here. It's called the Basilica, and there's a lot of artwork and stained glass, and it's just beautiful. And I've been to Mass there on Christmas Day, and it's just profound. It's a very profound experience, and just remembering that we are here to glorify, you know, everything in our, you know, it's not only about glorifying the Christ-like energy, but glorifying who we really are as humans. We have all special gifts, and sometimes we forget about that, too. We all have something to bring to this world.
That's right, and you just need to, when something hits you, that's what you should, you know, to do, and you think, I don't know why I thought about that. I couldn't do that in a million years. Well, you cancel that thought, and you just get busy, you know, laying out a blueprint of how you are going to do it, because you will do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thought wouldn't come to your head if you weren't supposed to do it. The angels wouldn't give you that thought.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and wouldn't make, and we all learn lessons, you know,
and
you wouldn't be going through an experience if it wasn't supposed to make you stronger, more mature, and mm-hmm. just learn lessons or whatever it is, you know. And I just feel that, but especially when something flows through you, you need to tackle it.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you're on the football field all over again or whatever. You know? just do it.
What team are you playing for, Stella? No, just kidding.
Well, I'm for the Cowboys. I feel like they'll come too.
That was a rhetorical question. I'm just kidding. Anyway, we have a lot of things to be grateful for, and I am very grateful for my friends. This season, I really am. I have a wonderful friend that when this hit me last week, she came and said, come on over, and we talked. And that's what I needed to do. And I was like, wow, it was a great experience. Just, you know, we can do that in our own lives. We can share ourselves just for an hour. And what does an hour take? And I have to remind myself to do that as well. Take time out for you and our loved ones. Our loved ones are very important to us. We don't have them forever. We really don't. And it was amazing how my mom even said to me, she's like, yeah, well, because she was going to come to the Thanksgiving gathering too, and then she found out about it and she was upset and everything. But it's amazing how people, you know, were supportive and said, don't worry about it. I got so many invites to go to other people's houses that day. It was phenomenal, and I was like, no, that's okay. I'm going to kind of be private and just kind of spend the day with my loved one, you know, my fiancé. Him and the cats, that's what we did. We hung out here.
That's right.
And sometimes you need to do that. There was many holidays that I did that. There were times in my life where I isolated, and I had just, at the time, I needed to do what my soul needed to do. I needed to do some healing, and that's what I did. I just kind of played it low-key with the holidays, and those were the best holidays. They really were. They were stress-free. I didn't do much effort. I may have put a little Charlie Brown Christmas tree up in my apartment, put a little lights around the window, and maybe went for a dinner somewhere with my family or something. But those are sometimes the best holidays, is just being a private holiday instead of going like here or there and all over creation. I think it causes more stress.
It really does. And you mm-hmm. get there, you know, and it takes you all day to cook, and then you get finished cooking, and it takes you 5 minutes to eat, and then it takes you the rest of the night to clean up the mess.
That's what one of my friends said.
And then you try to have a word or two in between, you know, that makes sense. And then you go home and you think, oh, I'm wore out, you know.
I need a holiday from the holiday, right?
No, exactly.
Well, I just want to remind the callers, we'll be taking calls in a little bit. The numbers to call in inside the continental U.S. and Canada is 1-888-627-6008, and outside the U.S. and Canada, it's area code 530 413-4522. So it's going to be interesting to see what else the angels have to say on this matter, because I just got, be true, you know, just take care of you. And I said, you know, last week I had this somebody channeled, you know, and here Ariana said, just take care of you. Make that, what do the holidays mean to you? And that's a very important question. What do the holidays mean to us?
Right.
You know, like Stella and I said, we, some of us, you know, can be religious, like religious services. Other people like to focus on the materialism. You know, can I outbuy for this one and that one? And really with gifts, this year I've decided not to buy too many gifts. I'm crocheting some booties, which are like slippers. And that's what I'm doing for certain people that I want to, you know, send a pair or two here and there. And I just enjoy that because when I'm on in between calls or whatever, I can. It's like a de-stressor for me. So I'm not out there. Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
How can I help you?
Sorry to interrupt.
That's all right.
Well, here for you, Kellyanne.
What's your question? What's your name, first of all, honey?
It's Kellyanne.
Hi, Kellyanne. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, what can I do for you, honey? What's your question?
Well, I was enjoying your talk about the holidays. I actually did nothing as well and enjoyed it, so thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. What did you say?
Kind of gave me confirmation on my whole theory.
Yeah. What is your theory, honey? Why don't you share in the discussion here? What is?
Oh, that I really think it's just like what you said. It's a holy day, and it's however you want to experience it. It could be
exactly
if you just want to like sit near the pond and watch the sunset, then that's your Thanksgiving. Like, to me, that it's completely individual.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Exactly. And
I agree.
Yes, that's true. And I've had. You know, I live in the Western New York area, and we have snow. So I can't go by the lake and sit by it without getting a blizzard on. But, you know, I can drive by, you know, one of the routes here and get this. But I love the lake because that's, I agree with you. It's whatever you make out of it. Kellyanne, do you have a question, my love?
Oh, I actually have a question now that the holidays are over about work.
Okay, sure.
I'm currently looking for work. And I just wanted to know if you could pick up anything in regards to anything maybe I need to do or anything that could be coming soon that I'm unaware of.
Okay, Stella, you want to take that first, and then I'll jump in because I'm getting some information here, but I'm not complete yet.
Sure.
Thank you, Kellyanne. You're a doll.
Oh. Kellyanne, I am seeing where after the first of the year, probably between the 15th of January and the 15th of February, I'm seeing an opportunity presenting itself, and I'm seeing it with an element of surprise for you. So I feel like you're going to be offered a promotion or they're going to revamp your job description, you know, maybe take something away and give you something new or in addition to. And I'm just seeing you being thrilled.
Oh, good.
Right. But you've been kind of stagnated for a little while, haven't you?
Yes.
Like you feel like you're just, you know, they've already, you know, put your hem in and now they put you aside, you know? But seriously, I'm seeing a new opportunity.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to add to that. Kellyanne, what are you looking for? Because they're telling me they want you to be a little bit more specific on what you're looking to do. What makes your heart sing? What would you like in an ideal position? What do you? Because I got the card manifestation here for you. And what you manifestation means to bring about. What do you want out of the new opportunity, which I think is upon you, by the way. It's going to be knocking at your door. I agree with Stella.
I'm very clear about that, though. I'm an actress, and I write.
Oh, okay, that's right, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
I've been writing a screenplay.
Yes.
Developing it and getting some edits and all these things. And
Go ahead, honey. Go ahead, Stella.
Oh, they're like I said, you know, like revamping and presenting you with something different, And that's so that is right in line with, like you said, your acting. I feel like you're going to get an opportunity that you hadn't even thought about, you know, doing that part or whatever, honey. And you're going to be spectacular. It would be just like if you never thought about doing a part that involved, like, you know, like going back to, like, the 1800s, you know. You never thought about that. And then you get offered that part, and you're just phenomenal. It's going to be something like that, like out of the ordinary.
Yeah, out of the realm of the art, because I got ideas and inspiration, too. And I feel like that there's something looking outside the box. Now, focusing on the, I feel like there's going to be an opportunity presented to you before the first of the year, and but you're not going to start it right away. I think you're going to get something very soon. So it's
great.
Not that far.
I hope
not
you're
too
right.
Far.
That's what I'm thinking on. That's what I'm focusing on, trying to manifest.
Well, you've got the manifestation card, honey. You've got the manifestation card, and the angels are saying thumbs up to you, Kellyanne, because you are on the right track. And it's just a matter of patience and time. And, you know, as we as humans don't have patience. I don't either. I see the opportunity. When it's not coming in my time frame, oh, God help you. And it will come, though. You're very close to it.
Thank you. And I'm going to heed.
Yeah, and
saying.
I'm seeing where you will go out of state, too, to do this, or out of town.
Really?
There is a distance. I agree with that. I do see a little bit of a distance, but not too far. There is a bit of a distance, though.
Wherever the universe wants to send me, I'm open to going. So.
Amen.
Do you have any other questions, honey?
Oh, no, I've taken up enough of your time, but thank you so much for what you have.
Oh, you're welcome. It was a pleasure speaking with you, doll. You are a sweetheart. You keep yourself the way you are. Never change that, okay?
Thank you, and I'll let you know what happens.
Okay, you got it. Thanks, Kellyanne. Bye-bye.
Bye, you guys.
What a sweetheart. She's got such a beautiful, she's got a lot of angelic energy around her, too,
yes,
I'm seeing.
She does.
I see a lot of angels around
Kellyanne. She's a very positive little girl. She knows exactly what she wants, and she knows how to manifest to get it there, but she just, you know, like most of us, she's just thinking, well, maybe not, you know, and you can't think maybe not. You have to know, you have to say, I know so, you know.
Exactly, and just but she has it, because I got manifestation, ideas, and inspiration, and there's something big coming for her, and I just see it on the horizon. So that's the good part. And that's another way to celebrate the holidays. Maybe I should go by the lake here and just look out.
I know.
I love
it. You might have to keep the car heater going, but you can go.
Honey, you have never seen. I'm from the hardy north. I know how to bundle up.
I know
how to dress in layers.
And you might want to tell people too how they can reach us.
We can, yes, Stella. Stella and I are on PMP-advisors.com. I'm on in the mornings. If I'm not on, send me an email. I'm Angelic Amy on the line. And Stella is Stella. She's on a lot, too. Send us an email if we're not on. We'll jump right on. I'm at my computer. Me and my laptop have a codependent relationship with one another. I'm carrying this thing all over the place. So don't worry. We'll get to you, and we'll be more than happy to help you out with questions, love, finance, career. If you just want to talk about spiritual things that you want to call on the line or you have any topics for the show, there's also on my profile, AngelicAmy35 at gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. Any ideas about future shows? Like I said, we're planned out for the next 3 months. But beyond that, you know, we can fit in a show that we're very flexible here. And next week we're going to talk about Archangel Gabriel. He's going to be the Archangel of the Month. So we're going to discuss him, how to use him or her. Angels do not have a sex, by the way. They're androgynous. They're either male or female, so it's left to interpretation, so I don't want to offend anybody out there. But the angels, we're going to talk about the archangels, and because Gabriel came to Mary, the Virgin Mary in the Bible, we're going to talk about the Archangel Gabriel and do some, you know, kind of fit it into the Christmas holiday and talk about that. So it's going to be a good show next week, I feel.
Absolutely.
And, you know,
at the helm, it's bound to be, honey.
I don't know about that. Thank you.
Thanks.
Hello, welcome.
Hello, Amy.
Hi, Chris. How you doing?
Not too bad. I just wanted to say, even though I don't have all that angelic energy around me like your previous caller did, I do think I have a thing or two to say about holidays.
Sure, Chris. We'd love to hear it.
Okay. Well, then I'd like to remind everyone that every single religion we can think of has holidays, and mm-hmm. even entirely secular people, you know, observe them. So basically, we have a human need for time off of our usual schedule to gather mm-hmm. together with people, you know, that we care about, because not just for factoring reasons, but because how often do we get to see the people in our family as often as we like with the type of hectic lifestyle we have now?
That is very true.
I feel bad. Yes, I feel bad that holidays have been commercialized, but, mm-hmm. you know, the best kind of gift you can give your relatives is your presence among them. That's just what I think.
Yeah, the
wonderful
presence of presence.
Idea. That's a good...
The presence of presence.
And there's nobody better to be around than me.
It may not be the greatest gift in the world for my family to have to put up with me, but hey, it's only on holidays, right?
No, let me explain something. Chris will be coming in the next, I think after the show of Archangel Gabriel, we're going to be talking about angel magic, and he's going to be presenting the show on that. So he's got some great ideas, but actually Chris and I had gone out to lunch today, and we talked about this, you know, angels and, you know, holidays, and oh my goodness. And Chris, you were talking about different ways. You said deities. You're of a different mindset with that, right? Is that correct?
Yes, I'm a North Wiccan specifically.
Right. So we were talking about marriage ceremonies today. So it was everybody does it differently, but it all leads to the same path, I believe.
I agree.
Indeed, because that the pagan holidays were basically morphed into Christian holidays is a better way to help convert people. So, yeah, I'm familiar with every Christian holiday because it has a pagan predecessor.
Exactly. Yes. 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 When you do research on the origin of the Christmas holiday, it does have pagan origins as well. So it really does. But it doesn't matter. Like you said, we do need some time off, and sometimes we need to be with our relatives. And there are certain relatives that I would love to spend more time with as well. I do love my family, and I love my mom and dad, especially since my father has been ill with some heart issues lately. And, every time we spend with each other is very precious. So I agree with that, Chris.
I agree, too, and I think all history shows there is a psychological need we have as a species to have these designated days off per day, you know, mm-hmm. and not treat them just like any other day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. That is true. Like I said, everybody has a different definition. Like the angel said, what's the definition to you? Some people like getting together with their relatives or friends. So, do you have a particular question?
It could be esoteric.
Hmm?
No, I think I'm good there. I'm glad I got my 2 cents and keep up the good work, Amy.
Your 2 cents, my 2 cents make 4, and then Stella makes 6. Okay.
Yep. Bye-bye.
All right, Chris, we look forward to hearing from you again and looking forward to the show in the next couple weeks on Angel Magic. That will be excellent.
Same here. See you then.
Okay, bye, I'll talk to you soon. Bye, sweetie.
And 6 is my lucky number, so I guess that tells us something.
Mine's 11.
22, 6.
20. Yeah. Those are master numbers. I think, Stella, I'd like you to do a show on numerology. That would be a good that would be a good show, don't you think, too? Numerology? We'll let you do that in the upcoming next couple months. Yeah, so that's interesting that we do have a need to have some time off, and some people celebrate the holidays differently than what we would celebrate them as. And it is true that Chris is a very open-minded person and very knowledgeable on many subjects. And it's sometimes cool how we evolve as people. Like, sometimes we don't want... There was a time frame where I did not want to be near my family. And now there's certain family members I love to be with. You just accept people for who they are. And it's not that you tolerate them, but you accept them and you love them no matter what. It doesn't matter what they do. You know, there is a love there. There is I don't want to say tolerance either, because you know people who tolerate you. It's like, ugh, you're like, oh, they tolerate me, and you just don't know why. Maybe it's their own inefficiencies, but we love people for who they are, and people evolve, and people change, and we change too. We either mellow out as we get older, or we just don't put up with the crap anymore either. So it could go either way, actually. What do you think, Stel?
Yeah, I don't know that we mellow out. I think we just don't know
that. I mellowed out a little bit. I have. I've noticed I've kind of slowed down the past couple of years.
Yeah, slowed down, yeah.
Well, I mean,
you don't get so
worked up
about things, yeah.
No, you don't. You just, I think that as you get, I don't know, for me, as I've gotten older, I just, okay, sometimes it's with working with different people or getting to know people and evolving as a person, you just tolerate. You just become more not tolerant, accepting of people, I feel, in certain ways, not in all ways. I'm not saying that you become accepting of all people, but certain idiosyncrasies you can put up with after a while. You know, I used to
immigrate. And you just overlook a lot of things. You go, oh, that's just Judy or that's just Sam or whatever, and you don't let it get to you anymore, you know.
You don't. What is, there's a, like I said, we're going to put a reading list up, and I got to get that together. The reading list, not required, but, you know, the reading list I would suggest you get onto. There's the Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz, and he talks about that very explicitly. And that book changed my life. I had read that a couple months ago. And it talks about not taking things too personally. And I think for me, I personalize things beyond out of orbit. And I don't anymore. I just don't take people too personally. I don't get offended. And at first, that's my first reaction, is to become judgmental and say, well, why are they doing this to me? And now it's like, well, maybe they're idiots. You know, they have no manners, like the people that didn't show up for Thanksgiving or whatever. They don't have manners, okay? That's not the way I would treat somebody. But, hey, that's their issue, not mine. If they don't want to spend dinner with me, that's their problem, not mine. That's their loss.
Exactly.
You know, family members. But some of them, you love them. You love them after a while. You love who they are. I love my dad. He's a character out of a Stephen King novel. He really is. He's a character. He's got his isms, I call them, and he and I used to butt heads quite a bit, but as I've gotten older and as I've noticed a lot of my idiosyncrasies are, you know, from him, learned from him, or I have a lot of his personality, and I just accept him for who he is because I see a lot of myself in him. So relatives, sometimes what we don't like about them is because maybe what we don't like about us. They can be like the mirror, you know, they mirror to us what we may not like or like about ourselves. If that makes any sense. I don't know. But that's what I've noticed.
Yeah.
Maybe I don't like somebody who's controlling, because I'm a control freak. I'm telling you, I'm a first-class control freak. I'm admitted, you know, I'm a control freak, and that's it.
Yeah, and I just feel that if someone says, you know, why are you like that, or why do you do this? I go, well, I'm like my dad. What do you want, you know?
Blaming dad, uh-oh, and he's not here to defend himself, only in spirit.
But I'm telling you, the more I hear about him and the more that I remember as a kid about him, I'm telling you, it's like I am just like him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you couldn't tell him anything and you can't me either. It's not that
yeah.
We know it all, but we just have our minds made up, and we just know what we think and what we believe, and, you know, you could talk all day, but that's just the way it is, you know?
Yeah. Sometimes it's just good to handle a situation without, like you said, cussing them out or telling them to go screw off or something. That is something you can do. Control it. I'm one of those that I'll shoot my mouth off and ask questions later.
Mm-hmm.
And I've learned through my old age, no, just kidding, I'm not that old, that to keep control of my mouth, because I could do more damage with what I say to people than not saying much at all. And let that try to. Thank you. Hello, welcome. Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. What's your name?
Richard.
Hi, Richard. How you doing today, Dolph?
Yeah, pretty good. A little cold outside, though.
Yeah. Are you in the Northeast?
Wisconsin.
Okay. You're not too far from where I am. I'm in New York, so yes, it's kind of cold. Richard, how can we help you, sweetie? What's on your mind today?
I want to see if there's any messages coming through, because last couple of days, it's when I'm practicing, I can feel like somebody blowing on my eyelashes, and I heard a woman's voice.
Oh, okay. Let's take a look here. I don't know, Stella, if you want to open up with that, I'll let you open. You know, do you have any messages for Richard? Ooh, this is a good one.
I'm seeing where you have been, like, putting off something or thinking about something, and you just haven't followed through on it. And I feel it's something that you've been thinking about for a while, Richard, and this woman is trying to get you to do it. And I feel like the voice is coming from somebody that you know.
You mean in spirit?
Yes.
Okay. Richard, is your mom still around?
No, she passed away about 8 years ago.
Okay. I'm feeling like it's I feel like it's your mom, because I'm feeling very maternal, I'm feeling very protective. I feel like, are you thinking of going back to school?
No, actually, I had what I would have to call like a rebirth, basically, on February 14th of 2010, and I felt an incredibly strong urge to finally buy and start learning to play the guitar, so that's what I've been doing.
Okay, because it feels like I got the power to make some changes in your life. You have the personal power to make some changes. And I do feel that I'm hearing that learning something new. I hear something, doing schooling, going, not back to school, but taking up something that you want to take up and do something that makes your heart sing. So do it. And do it, starting in the new year. That would be the greatest thing. Review what you wanted to do and do so. But I feel like it's your mom that's trying to get in contact with you.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
She would have actually liked my doing the music. She was very much into music.
Okay.
So I've been doing that. And
put away all your fears and all your doubts and all your I can'ts, kid. Because you'll go places with that if you do.
Yeah, you have, like last week we had a caller that has more personal power. You have more power if you just focus on what you want to do. Because I do see a lot of good things for you coming in the new year, honey. You are going to be, but your mom, it feels like trying to nudge you along and saying, just come on, let's do this, okay? I don't know if that makes sense to you, but that's what I get. Do this.
Yeah, probably with the music is,
Yes, I agree with that. She's nodding her head, yes.
Yeah, and when I'm playing, I actually feel like I've done it before, and I constantly feel like somebody's trying to guide my hand.
Awesome. Okay, so that's a lot of confirmation right there when we feel like we've done it before and it feels familiar to us. That usually tells us, hey, we're on the right track here, Richard. You're doing really good. Don't allow other people to influence you. Follow your own personal power, your own personal path, okay, honey?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, good.
Is my mother the one who's also been touching my hand? Because I regularly feel
I got a yes with
that.
Yeah, I'm feeling it's very maternal. I feel like, yes, you do have a lot of angelic energy around you. I do feel you've been inspired by you have a lot of angelic energy. You're loaded with angels, honey. And
that's why when I'm playing, I regularly turn my head because I can see figures moving around.
Absolutely.
Those shapes kind of move around.
Uh-huh.
And there's even at times it feels like a spider web feeling coming across my face.
I can imagine. There's some things that have happened to me. You know, you just feel it. You just feel it. And that's really cool. So, Richard,
Let us know when you get,
when you get become rich and famous, don't forget about us.
When your name's in light, call us, because it won't take long once you make up your mind to do this.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, I've been pretty much figuring out, like around May, I'm going to put something on YouTube.
Wonderful.
Excellent. Excellent. Richard, I think I just got confirmation that you are definitely on the right path. You have been on the right path, and I feel like your angels are telling you to continue to do so. Continue to be who you are. And
okay,
I think that's great.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
And you're
welcome. What a sweet guy. He called us last week. I felt bad.
Yeah.
We had so many callers, and I couldn't get to him, but he's a good guy, so. So I don't. Do we have another caller? I don't think so. Okay. Well, Stella, we're covering a lot of ground today, which is good. This is really good. I hope the holidays this year are very memorable for a lot of us. So I feel they will be.
I just take it
in stride.
Exactly.
Not allow others to rain on our parade. And a lot of people have lost relatives around this time of year too. Or I lost my grandfather last year, right after the New Year.
And I lost my brother December 1st, yeah.
And anniversaries can be very hectic, and a lot of people don't like the holidays because they have lost, you know, a loved one. But know that they are in spirit. Know that they are with us at the table. A lot of times our relatives will come around and make their presence known. And it's okay to remember our loved ones who have crossed over. It's okay to do that. That honors them because their memory lives within us. And memories, you know, maybe telling a funny story about them. Or the time, you know, we were doing that yesterday at dinner with my grandfather. I went to dinner with my mom and dad to my mom and dad's and my fiancé and her. And we were talking about my grandfather. And he loved dogs and how the one dog bit him. And, you know, the dog would... One time we had a dog that he was outside working on a car, my grandfather... And the dog catcher was trying to catch another dog across the street while the dumb dog jumped into the dog catcher's truck. And my grandfather's like, "You don't want to go with that dude. You're not coming back." You know, those stories like that.
mm-hmm.
We should do it. You know, stories that keep the focus on the positive with the holidays too. That is so important. Focus on the meaning for you. And some people don't like the holidays. They like to the day before Thanksgiving till the day after New Year's. They want to go to sleep, you know, and wake up, hopefully, when everything's all done. And that can happen. But we want it to be very gracious, and we want to enjoy ourselves because life is too short.
That's exactly right.
You know, especially with the stressful times that we're upon right now. We are in a lot of stress, a lot of chaos. And the holidays, I think, just add to some of people's, negativity. And we want to stay positive as much as we can. So if you got to go to church, if you got to just go to the lake or go to the pond or go somewhere, or just kind of journal. Journaling's really good. Talking with friends. Remembering the good times. Not living in the past because the past is gone forever, but... Looking back at, you know, the good holiday, what's the goodness of the holidays? Maybe it's, like Chris said, maybe gathering with friends and family that we haven't seen in a long time. Maybe that's what we need to focus on.
Right.
Instead of, well, when am I going to buy my sister? She got me this last year, and I had to re-gift it, you know. I did that one year, by the way.
mm-hmm.
I had to re-gift something. Horrible. I forgot what she got. I think it was this horrible sweater, and I did re-gift it to somebody. They loved it. I hated it.
mm-hmm. Well, I just feel that I know that every time January comes around, it seems mm-hmm. like the next year it gets here even faster. I can't believe we're almost have, you know, 2012 upon us. It's just so
mm-hmm.
really you need to think about where you're headed, where you're going. Take time to just sit down and breathe and be
mm-hmm.
with the people you want to be with, and remember, you know, to let them know that you care, and
mm-hmm.
and think about, you know, like we have today, but we're not always promised tomorrow, you know. That's
exactly. And if any of you would like to reach us on PMP-advisors.com and you want to look at the 2012 coming up, or you want to talk about the holiday season, how you're going to deal with it, Stella and I are on quite a bit, and we'd love to hear from you. Or you can email me if you have any questions, comments about the show, what you'd like to hear some more of. We're here for you. And it was a very, very good show today, Stella. We covered a lot. We always cover a lot.
We do, I know. And also, I might add, Amy, that even if we're not logged on PMP, you can always send us an email through that website to log on or schedule an appointment, and we'll jump right on, too.
Exactly.
You don't have to just try to talk to us, you know, like when we are literally logged on. Because I know that I'm not always on a whole lot, but I check my emails all the time. And if somebody wants me, I try to get right there. And you can always log on where you'll be, where the customer will be available for like 3 hours or 2 hours or however long.
Right, we have a callback system that's awesome on Click for Advisors, our platform.
Right.
So we do. So, Sala, I think we're going to wrap up the show. I feel.
Oh my gosh! I can't believe it's time.
Yes, it's time, my dear. Well, Stella, next week we're going to talk about Archangel Gabriel. We're going to talk about the biblical significance and how we can use Archangel Gabriel in our daily lives. So, Stella, it was a pleasure having you once again.
Well, thanks, Amy. It's always a pleasure, you know, speaking with you and doing this show with you. I feel like so lifted afterwards, you know, that we, for everyone that has called in and everything.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And everyone have a great week. Hang in there. It's going to be over before we know it. Have a great day.